that I could be spending the rest of the show listing powerful women.
Out of the 500 top who's who's, I would venture to say, if you got 100 women, you'd be fortunate.
So what?
The fact is that that in and of itself is the definition of that women have been oppressed for numerous years.
That doesn't prove that they've been oppressed. All that proves is they have achieved less.
Right.
That doesn't prove oppression.
And so what are you saying? That they have less intelligence, less ability, less capability? What?
Look, if you take two people and one of them has more money and a higher position in life than the other, does that prove that one of them oppressed the other one?
The fact is, no, you're comparing one individual to another individual. When you compare a group to a group, you can make a telling difference.
The people of the United States have more money than all of the people in China, even though there are five times as many of them as there are of us.
Right.
So we've oppressed them.
We have oppressed the world in many ways. The United States is the most consumer-oriented nation in the world.
And that oppresses the world? When we buy products from China, Japan, Thailand, South Korea, wherever, we're oppressing them?
Well, the fact is that we've been doing it because the American public want to consume all those cheap goods and services.
So is your position the American people shouldn't be allowed to consume those cheap goods and services?
I'm not going to prevent them from doing it, but I'm surely going to say that we've got to start looking at our consumption pattern.
The prices are set by the market, and they are set by the law of supply and demand. Now, do you have a problem with that?
Yes. You can't let it be totally free.
It works to the benefit of these countries that are less wealthy than the United States. That they can produce some stuff cheaper and better than America can produce it, so American consumers will buy that stuff, and that's how those countries become wealthier. So what's wrong with that? That's what brings those people out of oppression.
But it doesn't necessarily. We still oppress them. Look at what Nike's been doing throughout the world.
We oppress Taiwanese?
Well, not Taiwanese.
Do we oppress the Japanese?
No.
Do we oppress the South Koreans?
But we oppress...
Or the people in Hong Kong?
We oppress the Vietnamese. We oppress the...
I would admit that in the 1960s, we oppressed the Vietnamese because our soldiers were over there shooting them, which is very oppressive. Okay, I'll give you that. But when we buy stuff from people, I don't see how buying stuff from guys who make it voluntarily, I don't see how that oppresses them.